Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here live with your girl, Lena Sanders. I'm doing it solo tonight. My girl, Lisa, will be in back on next week. But I just want you to make sure you stay tuned into us. We have a special guest with us this evening. So we have with us this evening Miss Andrika J. Austin, who is a columnist, fashion jewelry designer, teacher, entrepreneur, and founder, CEO of AJ Fashion and Design and Journey Girl. Andrika, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So what's going on with you? Tell us a little bit about Journey Girl and what's in store for Journey Girl.
Well, Journey Girl is a mobile enrichment project for girls. We're in the Atlanta area. It's a branch of AJ Fashion and Design, which is my own line of handmade, eclectic women's jewelry. The website, ajfad.com, shows a few samples of the work, and that supports online shopping, and it's worldwide. And then it branched off because I started teaching classes and named that Journey Girl. And now we do birthday parties, jewelry making classes, as well as enrichment seminars for girls and kids throughout the area.
So what makes Journey Girl so special as far as having churches want to book your events? Kind of expound upon the things that you do for young ladies and how it's very important to have your organization for any church or any just organizations out there to have Journey Girl.
Wow, well, Journey Girl was birthed in 2005. I was volunteering to be a summer camp counselor teaching the entrepreneurship camp to girls. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I went ahead just kind of by faith and stepped out, taught a class, taught the girls how to make jewelry, just kind of remembering what I used to do in camp as like a 10-year-old girl. I dabbled a little bit in the jewelry making at the camp, got some good feedback, got home, decided to teach it myself, make it myself, and, of course, sell it myself. Had a good friend of mine send me some important information that kind of helped me put everything into perspective. I took a business planning class that eventually helped to birth Journey Girl, and the idea was spawned to go ahead and offer it at birthday parties as a form of entertainment. Of course, I've been involved with large organizations and nonprofits like churches and Girl Scout group meetings, which they get badges for making jewelry. It's a part of the Girl Scout curriculum, and that also branched out to different activities and events with other girl-focused nonprofit groups. And so not just teaching jewelry making, but also incorporating a form of ministry. Our motto is to encourage, empower, and entertain today's young and trendy girl. That's our slogan, and you'll see that a lot across the website, journeygirl.org. And it just teaches about beauty, self-esteem, individuality, kind of finding your inner gift and talent and bringing it out, expressing it through the art of jewelry making. We go over birthstones and colors and what colors mean as far as the beads that the girls choose. It's a sea of beads, thousands of beads that these girls can choose from in a one-hour session. And they get to just kind of pick and choose what they want. They can choose, we call it a, you can share it or you can wear it. And most girls want to wear it home, and they don't want to give it away as a gift. But we also offer classes at a local Hobby Lobby store here in Georgia. We're on the weekends, girls and their moms, and we have an upcoming Girl and Grandparent Day event coming up for September where girls and, you know, nice family members can get together and come out and make jewelry together. So that's just one aspect of Journey Girl.
So the entrepreneurship part, I know you kind of mentioned about that. Is it only based on you teaching them about jewelry making? Are there, what type of entrepreneurship skills are you teaching these young ladies to use when they actually can? Let me explain a little bit better. What type of entrepreneurship skills that you're instilling in these young ladies to be able to use for future endeavor?
Right. Well, this summer we extended our services to teach teens how to make money, and it's not jewelry making unless they're interested in fashion. It's extended to girls and guys. We work with several teams in the area. We were also featured on CBS Atlanta Channel 46 News. If you go to journeygirl.org, under the Youth Biz tab, it'll have a link to see our feature on the news. It was just featured as a consumer alert, just one of the economy friendly kind of things that's going on that kind of help families and make it, you know, better in a time that's been labeled as a recession. So what we did was it extended those services to help kids make money, whether it's babysitting, cutting grass. I helped a young entrepreneur. She was a jean designer, a blue jean designer, 8 years old. And
oh,
I just
wow.
thought that was so awesome. Yes. And so she had the support of her parents, which is very important for the parents to kind of sit the kids down, see what they want to do to kind of help out around the house. They want new back-to-school shoes and back-to-school clothes, and it may be tight on the family. So this is a way to kind of instill those values early about responsibility and money management and saving and kind of helping out around the house. And I just thought it was so sweet that one girl, she started a babysitting service. She was, I think, 14 years old, one of the first teens to be enrolled, and she said the only thing she wanted to do was help her mom buy things for the house. And I just thought that was so heartwarming to see kids that did want to do things with their time, and she's also going to continue it, not just as a summer job, but after school. So this is a portion of Journey Girl that we're extending to girls or guys. It's not just for those that live in the Atlanta area. You can also call in. It's a 90-minute consultation over the phone. If you or your child already has an idea about what they want to do, you know, and they're serious about making money about it after school, since school has started, or maybe, you know, for next summer, Journey Girl is more than willing to sit and talk with you during that 90-minute session, kind of brainstorm and put everything in writing, get you a vision statement, a business name, a logo, business cards, brochures, any kind of marketing material.
That is awesome. That is just so awesome.
Yes.
And you were speaking on the self-esteem part. Now, that's very important with young ladies,
mm-hmm.
Especially during this day and age. We have some that come from single-family homes, some that were raised by grandparents because maybe the parents
right.
are not in the home. Expound upon the self-esteem issues, how you actually boost up these young ladies' self-esteem, well, young ladies and men, their self-esteem through this program.
Right. Well, the jewelry-making part of Journey Girl focuses a lot on self-esteem as far as being individual. When I put these thousands of beads in front of these young girls, young ladies, I let them know that any piece that you design is original. It's handmade. Once you finish, you can go brag that you made it. You know, you're not going to walk into a local department store and find it on the rack because you know you made it. That's boosting confidence and self-esteem to let them know, I can do this. Some girls would compare, you know, what they make during the class to something that their friend makes, and I let them know, unless you're making a friendship bracelet, you don't have to worry about it looking like someone else's, you know, and kind of letting them know it's okay to be original, it's okay to be different. And then at the end of class, we get to show off. We have what's called the show-off round, where we go around the room, everybody shows what they make. They tell what outfit they would wear it with. They tell why they chose those colors and what the piece represents to them. And then they get to also talk a little bit about what they want to be when they grow up, and we kind of go over ideas of, well, you can do this. If you want to be a veterinarian, you know, you can volunteer in a local animal hospital, things like that. And it's not just about jewelry making, but it's about finding that inner gift and kind of boosting that self-esteem and that confidence to let them know that they can do whatever they put their mind to. And so I let them know, you know, how I got started and how I, at their age, I knew I was going to have to create a career, you know. And so here I am years later creating a career. My confidence is boosted because so many people are interested. And so now it's my time to give back and let these girls know to dream and to dream big. And then as far as the entrepreneurship, it's to say if you know you're good with kids and you have patience and things like that and you want to start a babysitting service and earn more money, that's boosting confidence because someone is willing to trust you with their child for a couple hours a day, you know, or maybe on the weekend, or maybe even trust you enough to be a spend the night kind of nanny, and you're a teenager, you know, and then they're going to pay you to sit and watch their child. They trust you with these kids that have allergies and, you know, things like that that you have to pay special attention to. They look at these young ladies and young guys and say, hey, I believe in you enough to pay you and trust you with my child and my child's life. And then as far as the guys that want to do things like landscaping and lawn services and things like that, that also shows a form of trust, and it boosts confidence for them to be able to look back at their work and say, wow, I got paid to cut someone's grass, or someone trusted me to fix something in their home, and they're going to call me again, you know, this time next week to make more money. That's a big boost of confidence as a young person.
Right, exactly. And what's so, I'm glad that you're instilling the entrepreneurship skills in the youth, because especially during this day and age, we're trying to raise up our children to be able to work for themselves. And during this recession, as a lot of people want to say, entrepreneurs are actually coming up during the recession time. This is our time to actually shine. It's very, very important that we instill that in our youth. Now, what is, like, the cost? We're going to have to give me, like, a exact cost, but, like, a roundabout figure of how much a parent would have to pay for have their child to be a part of something like this.
Sure. Once again, it is in a 90-minute consultation over the phone. The consultation is $25. That's for the first 90 minutes. Now, if we decide, hey, this is something that my child wants to go ahead and go forward with, let's get her a website. Let's get him marketing materials like business cards, brochures, and flyers. That's another 90-minute design consultation where I also sit on the phone with you and your child, or if you just want to let me and the child talk for that whole session, we sit and design that website, design those business cards, and communicate online via email.
So you do the designing, or do you have someone actually come in and do all the design, the graphic work?
I do. I
oh,
do.
Wow.
Because it's very basic, and I'm very patient with the kids. And you wouldn't believe how advanced some of these teenagers are. Some of them I can just give instruction, and they can go behind the scenes in the website, and they know how to design it, and then I'll double-check it before we publish it and go live and, give it out as a form of contact.
What is some of the feedback that some of the youth have had from actually doing your program? What are some of the things that they actually have said may have changed their life, or just some things that those, the youth that are listening to us, this might want to be a program that they want to be a part of coming up in the future?
Right. Well, I went from saying just teens or just girls to extending it to guys, and then from just young people to now we're focusing on young entrepreneurs, because once, you know, people who may be our age, you know, and scared to kind of step out, I've also been talking with them, and the feedback that they got is just they love the individual attention to where it's not in a group setting, but it's focused just on them for that whole hour and a half, just on their ideas and these dreams that they've been keeping inside, and they're just talking, and I'm typing, you know, and helping put it in perspective and giving referral sources and things like that. And I get emails to say, thank you so much, you know, for focusing that one-on-one attention. One of the guys that I helped get started that was also featured with me on CBS Atlanta, he's the main one on the clip on the website. He's cutting the lawn, and he's 16 years old. He was considering dropping out of school, and we just put that aside as far as, you know, I know you want a business, but let's focus on school as well. You know, how is this going to help you in the future? You know, you still would need that basic high school education to kind of keep you going and running your business. So we're trying to get him back into school. He wants a new car. He's 16, of course. You know, they want to drive and get their license and things like that. So we're still doing work with him outside of the entrepreneurship series. So I think just that one-on-one attention, that sitting down, brainstorming, kind of coming up with ideas and neat kind of concepts, and the fact that they're young and they can make money other than going out and applying at McDonald's and waiting on a call back, that's been the most feedback that I've got to say thank you for just this awesome idea that has opened up a whole new world.
All right. Those are just tuning in to us. We're speaking with Andrika J. Austin, who is a columnist, fashion jewelry designer, teacher, entrepreneur, and the founder of AJ Fashions and Design and Journey Girl. We've been having a great discussion. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the call.
Your love was true.
Now no one cares.
I'm perfect. It's what you gave for all the world to see. Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know.
You're
and all I want,
all I
wanna
say
till I die. I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, Stacy, follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that is giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Elena Sanders. Make sure you always stay tuned to us at www.anointedsounds.com. You can also listen to us on the demand station 24 hours a day, and make sure you pick any song that you want, and it can stream throughout the day, throughout your office, anywhere you may be on Anointed Sounds Music on Demand. And we are still talking to Ms. Andrika Austin, who is the founder of AJ Fashions and Design and Journey Girl. And I'll tell you, Andrika, I have been reading over some of your materials, things that you offer for your business and to the youth, and which is so amazing. I was reading that you not only design the websites, the business cards, but you take this one-on-one consultation with the youth, which is so very important because our youth want that special attention. And for you to be able to provide that for them is just so exciting. That's just wonderful.
Right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for doing that. And I know, explain to the listening audience how you actually take this business and make it a ministry. How do you include God in your business? Because some people think that you can't do that. But I know that can be done. But tell me, how is God included in all of this?
Right, and that was one of my prayers in the very beginning, to take a business and make it more of a ministry and for God to show me, you know, what my calling in is it, and what my calling is in this. And so I know one of my gifts is encouraging, and so that's why I added that in the Journey Girl model, which is to encourage, empower, and entertain. And so you do have to be very careful, you know, about where you speak about God and things like that, which is so sad, but that's, you know, the signs of the times in the society
these days. Right.
But it's a way to still minister and kind of still get that point across, or pull someone to the side and still encourage them, still empower them. And so I just keep in mind the scripture, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so what I'm doing is imparting knowledge, knowledge of how to make jewelry, knowledge of how to start your own business, knowledge of how to help your family in a time that, you know, is supposed to be just so lack and, you know, not enough of in the household and things like that. So I just take the time, I sit with the kids, I listen, I give back as far as, you know, just listening. Really, that's all most kids want, is just to be heard. They may feel like they can't be heard at home. So you would be surprised during a jewelry making session how many topics or conversation come up. And I'm like, wow, does your mom know about this? Or, you know, it goes into ministry because we're dealing outside of just jewelry making. Everything from of puberty and boys, the music, to, like I said, the kid that wants to drop out of school, you know, and this is something that I'm sure hasn't been discussed in the home, and so now I have to tap into one of my callings to encourage, to empower, and to just kind of minister to these kids, listen to them, and kind of just point them in the right direction, you know, keeping in mind the scripture, train up a child, you know, in the way we should go. And so that's just something that keeps me motivated. I'm not going in, you know, with the Bible in my hand, but it's definitely hidden in my heart so that I can share it when the time is right.
All right. Now tell the listening audience how they can get in touch with you. Make sure you say your numbers and the website very, very slow because, you know, some people might be just trying to find a pen and so forth and just kind of repeat it twice. So just tell the listening audience how they actually can get in touch with you.
Right. Okay. Well, if you're in the Atlanta area and you would like to do a jewelry making event for maybe a girl group or organization, churches, rec centers, things like that, you can visit us online at journeygirl.org. That's JourneyGirl.org. You can also contact us at 678-499-8339. Again, that's 678-499-8339. And to get more information about our Youth Biz Entrepreneurship Workshop Series, also on journeygirl.org, you can click on the Youth Biz tab. And the contact number for that, again, is 678-499-8339. If you're interested in our line of handmade women's jewelry, the website is ajfab.com. That's ajfab.com.
Awesome. And make sure you guys contact her because she has a ministry that is phenomenal and is great for your youth. It's awesome for your church ministry, for your young ladies as well, because we as young ladies need to remember that we are ladies and we are beautiful no matter what the outer appearance may be. But she's also working on the inside. Am I correct, Andrika?
Right.
Self-esteem. So we need to definitely get in contact with her and make sure you support her ministry because it's a very positive ministry that's out there. She's an entrepreneur trying to do her thing and trying to instill some entrepreneurship skills in you because as a professor, I know how much it costs if they were going to college to learn this. And you are teaching them at a really minimum cost rate. So make sure you make sure you guys call her, journeygirls.com, and do all that great stuff to try to get her at your ministries and at your church and in your organizations. Thank you so much, Andrika, for joining us this evening on Anointed Sounds Radio, the Anointed Thoughts Show. And we will make sure we always promote businesses that are promoting God's glory. One, thank you for tuning in with us tonight.
Thank you, Elena, for having me. I wish you well.
No problem. And is there anything else that you'd like to say to the listening audience for some last words, some words of encouragement?
I look forward to working with a lot of the groups, a lot of your audience. I know you broadcast in different areas, and I'm so proud to be a part of a vision as big as yours. And I just look forward to helping, even if it's just one person, expand on something that God has given them, any kind of dream that they've been scared to launch out and step forward and move forward in doing. I would love to sit and talk one-on-one. This is what I do. I'm here to encourage, to empower you with knowledge, with, you know, the word of God as well, and just kind of listen and see what your next step would be. So just be encouraged. It does take a lot. That first step has to be made to where you reach out to someone else and share your vision, where you write that vision and you make it plain. And so that he who reads it can take it and they can run with it and we can make it happen. So I just look forward to it. And I just am very grateful for this opportunity to even share this good news.
Thank you so much, Andrika. And again, we would definitely post her information on the site so you can go out and read about Andrika. It will be on my Facebook page for all of my wonderful friends that are on Facebook. You know I'm on it 24 hours a day. But thank you so much for tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you this and much, much more. Good night, everyone. Stay tuned. Stay locked.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
You are. You gotta sing the word, speak the word to life. It's in the book, look, read the verse twice. You can possess the best of the best, and yes, if you confess it, it could be yours unless you don't believe, but we got faith and we speak light. I wish that y'all could see our faith, cause I see prosperity.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset.
Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we be blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go, a life that moved, a life that rich and plenty bold. It is my role to remind you of this principle.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear it, baby.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now right
Eden,
here.
Live
come on,
top
y'all.
Of the world.
Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
No.